Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Larson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Carl Olson. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Flowers. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ben Flowers. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lapon. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gurnett. Groth moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Krahoski moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett catches it and steps on first to double up Wertz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kokos. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive towards the mound. Larson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Courtney moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Groth. White reaches second base with a double. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flowers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Groth moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. LePon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 1 in the game. LePon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. LePon reaches second base with a double. Ben Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Flowers bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. LePon moves to third. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kokoz. Goodman reaches second base with a double. LePon scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 2 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Flowers covering, for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lepon is walked intentionally. Ben Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Flowers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Flowers reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. There goes Lepon trying to get to home. Groth throws the ball into Young, who relays the ball to Courtney, who tags Lepon, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 5-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Larson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunter moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flowers fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunter moves to third. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gurnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Flowers covering, for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker pinch runs for George Kell. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Umflett hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.